You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
You're listening to the Student Radio Association show on In Radio with me, Jen Thomas, and I'm very excited to be getting to represent Fly FM at this year's Tea in the Park Festival. There's me and Tom Glenwright from Spark Sunderland. We're going to be heading down for the weekend and interviewing some of the biggest names for you. So there'll be a podcast right here on the SRA, and then also we'll be doing a review as well. Now, Tom, you got to go last year and you interviewed the likes of Sigma and Nottingham's very own St. Raymond. So who is it that you're most excited about seeing this year?
I'm very excited for Carbonaris because I've never seen him live. Like, that's nothing to go to Creamfields, but every year I've been, he's never been there. So this will be a first time.
Calvin Harris is on my list too. So there's not going to be any fights about who we're going to go and watch there. We're not going to have any arguments because I think our tastes differ a little bit. You like the dance and things like that and house, whereas I tend to like a lot more of the rock in the indie, but I'm sure we will sort something. So it's set in sunny Scotland. I've been looking for my waterproof coat last night. I spent a good 30 minutes trying to find it. It's bright turquoise. I don't know where it's gone. But to be fair, the weather forecast at the moment is saying it's going to be sunshine. So I don't want to jinx things, but we might be okay. So it's headlined by the Stone Roses. Calvin Harris. When I met you in the summer, sound, we fell in love as the leaves turn brown, and the mighty Red Hot Chili Peppers. Red Hot Chili Peppers, I'm ashamed to say that in my 15 years of being a music journalist, I've never actually had the chance to see them. So they are definitely on my ones to watch list at Tea in the Park over the weekend. Also on that list, there's Maximo Park, who are one of my favourite bands from when I was about 17, 18. One of my eBay usernames was I Am Not an Acrobat, which is named after one of their songs. That's how sad I was. But I'm very excited about getting to see them as well. Also, Jess Glynn, she is the lady of the moment. So many of her songs that you hear everywhere on the student radio playlists. And then also Oh Wonder, who are a duo that I'm particularly looking forward to seeing. It's another new one that I haven't had a chance to catch hold of yet. There's Catfish and the Bottlemen and also the 1975 are making it on my list of bands to see. So hopefully we'll get a chance to catch all of them. Now, I know that we do have the differing taste, as I mentioned earlier, so wish us luck in terms of tracking each other down at the end of each day, because we're not camping. I'm 30 now, so I think my camping days are behind me, so we managed to get a hotel. So I know it's cheating, it's technically cheating a little bit, that we're not going to be getting as muddy in a field, but it means hopefully we'll be able to film some stuff for you, record those interviews, and if you keep an eye on the social media over the weekend, we'll have plenty of photos as well. Now, I was having a look on the Tea in the Park website, and when you think of festivals, you traditionally think of burgers, chips, things like that. One thing you wouldn't think of is oysters. I personally can think of nothing worse than eating an oyster in the middle of a field, because there's quite a few things that could go wrong with that. But apparently that's going to be one of the most popular things over the weekend, is this new oyster stall. So you can have a pint of beer and crack open a couple of oysters as well. So there are plenty of cultural experiences that you can have while in a field in Scotland. What's not to love? To get you excited and into the festival spirit, and for all of the interviews that we're going to be doing at Tea in the Park, Tom went and had an interview with Mount Doubt, who are going to be playing on the Tea Break stage on the Saturday, and here's what they had to say.
Where did the name Mount Doubt originate from?
I kind of started up writing songs myself and was trying to come up with a name so I could release them. And the first one that came, or one of the first ones that came up, was Mountaineer. And that was floating around for a while until a friend told me that it reminded him of a Joe McElderry's single, the one that X Factor, was it The Climb, I think? So that instantly ruined that name forever. I've had this book since I was quite young called The Museum of Doubt, which is a collection of short stories by an author called James Meek. And the kind of title of that book, combined with the hangover from Mountaineer, sort of combined to make Mount Doubt.
So a week on Friday, you had the launch party for your new album, In Awe of Nothing. How was that as an experience?
Yeah, it was great, actually. I feel before most shows, you're always going to get that kind of pre-gig fear that no one's going to turn up, and you start kind of calling your family and trying to get them to come. But no, it was like really surprising. It was really busy, seemed to go down well. Lots of people said lots of nice things about it. So yeah, it was all right.
You also obviously had some airplay on BBC Radio up in Scotland, and you've also had some airplay on Amazing Radio over time. What's it kind of like hearing your single on the radio?
Yeah, it's a bit strange. Like, especially hearing people talking about it feels a bit odd. Especially when you've got people like Vic Galloway up here in Scotland.
And, yeah.
Steve Lamack played one of our tracks on Six Music the other day.
Yes.
And, yeah, kind of hearing people who I listen to anyway talking about us is pretty surreal, but it's very flattering.
Yeah, it's kind of one of them things that never really sinks in, does it? And another thing we've noticed with In Awe of Nothing is you've released it on CD. It's also available to stream on Spotify, which is good. But you've also chosen to sell it on vinyl.
I just like records. I've kind of not inherited my parents or wife, but I've got all their records because they just kind of stopped having them, and then just added my own collection to them. So I've always just had records and enjoyed listening to them, so I just thought it would be a cool thing to have.
And a lot of people sort of have a warm spot for vinyl. Do you think vinyl will always sort of have a place in the music industry alongside digital downloads and streams?
Yeah, I reckon so. I mean, I know lots of people who like it. There's just something quite nice about having something more physical, I guess, and the artwork always looks so much better because it's so much bigger. But yeah, I reckon it'll stick around.
And now we know that there's something big happening in about 2 weeks' time. Obviously, we know you're going to be playing Tea in the Park. How are you feeling for this?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be amazing. It's going to actually be my 10th year in a row going, which is kind of a nice coincidence. I'm very excited for it. Hopefully people will come and watch us, and it's going to be a bit surreal, I suppose.
And you play quite a variety of different size venues. So obviously Tea in the Park's a massive venue and you've got a big crowd, and you can also play like pubs and stuff that are much smaller venues. Do you have a preference of like the size of a venue? Because we know some people sort of like a big venue and some people prefer to be up close with the crowd.
Oh, I'm not sure, Ray. I suppose the shows I've enjoyed playing the most so far have been probably the smallest of the shows. We played up at a music conference in Inverness called Expo North and played in a little pub up there that must have had a capacity of about 50 or 60 people, and it didn't have a stage or anything, and that was pretty amazing because it was just quite intense and up close, like you're saying.
Do you have a track that you like more than the others on the album?
I reckon I like them all for different reasons, I suppose. I'm very pleased with Afterglow just as a song, but I think my favourite is probably Sheer and Utter. If I could only listen to one of them again, I'd probably choose that one.
When you write the songs for the album, is there something that sort of inspires you to think what you're going to write about, or does it just kind of come to you?
It just sort of, like I've said to people before, it's like it just kind of happens by mistake. I've never kind of sat down to write about a certain topic or a thing. It usually sort of stems from a phrase or a line that I've come up with, and it all just sort of tumbles together from that, really.
One thing we noticed with Afterglow is Magic Daddy have done a remix of it. How did that come about? Did you kind of ask them if they wanted to do a remix, or did they come to you?
We asked them. I've been lucky. I've been working closely with a Scottish Fiction up here, who, like Neil, who runs Scottish Fiction, is a good friend, and he's been helping out with a lot of Mount Doubt stuff this year. And I think he knows the guys from Machines in Heaven, who Magic Daddy is one of those guys. So he just got in touch with them and they were happy to do it.
And also, obviously, we know you're playing Tea in the Park after that. And then, obviously, there's about 6 months left of this year. If you could achieve two things by the end of 2016, what would they be?
I mean, to be honest, at the start of this year, if you'd asked me if you can achieve one thing this year, what would it be? I would have said playing Tea in the Park. So that was a massive one for me.
Were you aware at the start of the year that you were going to be playing it, or did it kind of come more recently?
I found out about kind of April, May time.
Yeah.
So it comes more recently, yeah. So I'm not sure. Obviously, I quite want a tour towards the end of the year, so that's not unobtainable, I suppose. It's a hard one.
If you're going to tour, would it just be around the UK, or would it be around Scotland, or would it maybe go to different countries?
At the moment, it'll probably just be Scotland and maybe down south as well if we can pull that together.
Yeah.
I suppose we should probably try and get to Europe while we still can. See what happens.
That was an interview with Mount Doubt, who's playing on the Tea Break stage at Tea in the Park. So be sure to check back after the event and you'll be able to hear the interviews done by myself, Jan Thomas from Fly FM, and Tom Glenwright from Spark Sunderland. I'm very excited. Thank you so much to everyone at SRA for the opportunity. So you're listening to the Student Radio Association show on In Radio.
To get in contact with us, tweet at SRA.
Hello and welcome along to the Student Radio Association show on In Radio, where we're going to be looking ahead to the next weekend's Bonanza Festival fun that the SRA will be at. If you live down in the southwest, then you should definitely take note of the awesome 2000 Trees. Packed to the brim with excellent rock and punk music, the 3-day festival takes place in Gloucestershire. We're going to talk a bit more about the festival in a second, but here's a headliner on the Friday, Twin Atlantic.
I flick the switch on the generator so I can turn you on. You better get to know your operator before you pack that tone. You own the lock and the key for the window to my soul. Yeah, that's the only thing you talk about. You gotta let me know. Cause it must have been something out of control. Yeah, it must have been worth it. Cause I had nothing left to show.
So Twin Atlantic, they're headlining the Friday night of 2000 Trees. You can also see the Bronx lead on the Thursday, and the legendary Refused will cap things off on the Saturday. And the festival has a lot of your favourite Student Radio bands on offer too. Mallory Knox, Lonely the Brave, Neck Deep, who Student Radio are all over, are playing, as well as new stars in the likes of Black Peaks and Moose Blood as well. You can check the full lineup over at www.2000treesfestival.co.uk/lineup, and here's some of Lonely the Brave for you now.
Yeah.
thank you for listening to our 2000 Trees pre-show. The festival takes place next Thursday through Saturday, so make sure you check out our Twitter at SRA for updates throughout the festival, and join us the week after for a post-festival podcast where you can hear all about how great it was. This has been the Student Radio Association show on In Radio. Bye for now.
All right, and welcome, and you're listening to the Student Radio Association podcast on In Radio. Hey, how's it going? My name's Jess Campbell, and I'm going to be repping Cardiff Uni's Express Radio right here for the next 10 minutes, so make sure you don't go anywhere. But a little bit about me. I've been the head of music at the station for the past 2 years, and I've become a little bit of a festival nut. Last year, I went to Bestival, Reading, Isle of Wight Festival, and Blissfields, and to celebrate the end of my uni time, I'm going to a festival I haven't been to before called Brownstock, and I'm covering my time there for the SRA, and there'll be lots more about that coming up very soon. A little bit about the festival. It's next weekend from the 8th to the 10th of July in Essex with Annie Mac, Mark Ronson, Tiny Temper and Khalees, who are headlining. So four big, big headliners who won't only be bringing all of the boys to the yard, but a whole bunch of festival goers by the looks of things, as the festival's almost sold out already. And I'm dead excited. I can't tell you enough. But also on the lineup are radio residents Charlie Sloth, Mr. Jam, and Heidi. And if you want to find out a bit more about the SRA, head on over to the website at www.studentradio.org.uk or tweet us at SRA. But let's get it all underway. What you can expect to hear in the next 10 minutes is everything all about Brownstock. So it's going to teach you a bit if you haven't been before or if you have been before. But before I divulge into my top tips for the festival that I'm so excited about, we've got an interview with Emmeline Gordon, aka the marketing manager of the festival. The newly appointed SRA music officer, Scott Hasty, organised a few days ago. It's really, really interesting, so make sure you tune in for all of it. And check it out. It's on right now.
Scott Hasty here with the Student Radio Association show on In Radio, and I'm joined by Emmeline Gordon, who is the marketing manager at Brownstock Festival, which is on next weekend. Hi, Emmeline. Thanks for joining us. We're pretty excited to be going down to Brownstock for the first time. It takes place next weekend, but we've actually never been before. Can you tell us a bit about the festival's history, first of all?
Well, I think this will be the 11th year of Brownstock. So it was originally started as, well, it was actually a party created by the Brown family that got a little bit out of hand, and it's just continued to grow and grow every year. So, I mean, in the past 5 years in particular, there's been more notable headliners. So we've had, in 2012 we had Labyrinth headline, then we had the Fratellis the year after. Last year was Basement Jack's an example. So it's just sort of, it's kind of a party that's got bigger every year, and the lineup's got bigger and bigger every year.
That sounds pretty cool. So you were saying the name comes from the Brown family.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about the origins of the festival?
Yeah, so the actual festival is on Morris Farm, which is the Brown family farm. So the first it was ever created, it was created by Adam Brown. And he was basically throwing a party for his friends and the local South Woodham Rugby Club. So he used to do that yearly, and then it became a thing where everyone started to hear about it, and because it was on the farm, more and more people started to come, and it got to the point where they were like, okay, I think we need to actually make something of this, because there was like far too many people for them to just justify it as sort of a friendly party anymore. But that is essentially how it started, yeah.
Cool. That sounds pretty awesome. It's quite a unique way for a festival to come together.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And it makes it really personal too. So there's a lot of people that go that have been going for like 10 years that remember it when it was like 30 of them in a field drinking cider.
Excellent. So can you tell us a little bit about the site? Tell us a little bit about Morris Farm. And what is the site looking like this year? How is the sort of layout of the festival?
Completely changed the layout this year, so it's completely different to how it has been before. So there's one stage called the treehouse stage, and that stage where it is because it's built around a tree, and the tree doesn't move. So eventually it flips the other side. So this year you'll enter through the campsite, and then everything leads on from that. So in previous years you've entered, you would like walk upwards, and then the main stage would be to your right. So this year you'll enter and you'll be near the smaller stages, which are the Saloon Bar and the Stumbling. And the Cab Club will also be around there. And then you kind of walk through, but it's much easier to get everywhere, and we've basically moved it so that we can accommodate for more people. Despite how it was before, it was getting a little bit cramped as the festival grew, and so we sort of had to rearrange it so that we can fit more people in, and it's just easier for people to get around.
The lineup this year is headed up by Khalees, Tiny Tempa and Mark Ronson. What do you think that those headliners are going to bring to the festival?
All three of the headliners definitely bring something different. Mark Ronson obviously has like a giant repertoire of huge songs. Like, he produced probably the biggest song of summer last year with Bruno Mars, which is Uptown Funk, so that'll be absolutely amazing. We have Tiny Tempa, who's so current. He's obviously constantly releasing new songs, and he's had, like, I think it's like the most amount of number ones of any rap artist ever. And then we have Khalees, which I think people don't like realize. Obviously, you know, you think Milkshake, Khalees, but she has so many songs that people don't even realise are her. So it's like she has like classics that have been around for like 20 years that like all ages will enjoy. I think that they all kind of almost represent a different era in a way, but they all kind of have the same fun, like dancing. You can dance to them, I can sing along to all their songs. So I think that they just, I think the three of them bring familiarity, but also a lot of fun.
The undercard for the festival is looking pretty great too. There's lots of Student Radio favourites on there, like KB, Retch Free 2, and I'm really excited about Izzy Bazoo at the moment, who's also playing. Who are you looking forward to the most this year?
I am definitely really looking forward to seeing Kuzo DG. I think that he's just brilliant. He's so fun. Like, his songs are so catchy. If I ever hear it like on the radio, they just instantly like cheer me up, and I feel like they are so summery too. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him. I'm also very excited to see Skeleton for Girls. They're sort of just remind me of like when I was a teenager, I was absolutely obsessed with them, and I used to listen to every single song on repeat constantly of them. So I'm definitely so excited to finally see them live, because I've wanted to see them since I was about 15, which is a while ago now.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be such a great party, and thank you very much, Emmeline, for joining us on the SRA show. I've got one last question for you. If you could say something to make people decide to come along, what would you say?
It is such good value for money for what you're getting. You're getting 3 days, loads and loads of huge names, for something that's so much cheaper than so many other festivals. It's a really personal festival. There's so much going on, even when it's not about the music. It would just be really stupid, I think, to pass up such a good weekend, especially if you're local. It's so easy to get to, and there's just so much going on. I really feel like anyone who isn't interested is definitely missing out this year.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but how good does Brownstock actually sound for a festival? I can't believe it started as such a small, small thing. It's mind-blowing what can happen. But whether you're going or you're not, don't worry. We've got you covered here at the Student Radio Association for Brownstock, everything happening there, and also various other festivals. So definitely keep an eye out on In Radio and at the Student Radio Association. Right, you're still with me, Jess Campbell, bringing you all you need to know about Essex's biggest festival, Brownstock. Got a couple of minutes left, and I mentioned before I was going to run through my must-sees on the lineup. There's so, so many to choose from, so to make it easier, I've just picked one from each day. And it would be absolutely blasphemous if I didn't put this lady on the list. I'm so excited to see her. Finally! Now, of course, that's Miss Dynamite-y, and she's playing on the Friday of Brownstock. And if she's anything nearly as good as Missy Elliott was at Festival this year, then I just know she's going to be absolutely amazing, just completely reliving our childhoods. Now, playing on the Saturday is probably one of the most exciting artists, not only playing at Brownstock, but I think of 2016 in general. She's called Izzy Bazoo, and you might know her for her amazing hair that she has, but she's also got that uber catchy track called White Tiger, which is on the NCS advert. She's shortlisted for the BBC Sound of 16, which is pretty good going for a 22-year-old, and makes me think I need to up my game. I'm turning 22 very soon. And we've also got an interview lined up with her, which you can expect to hear very, very soon as well. Now, wrapping up the Brown Stock highlights on the Sunday, we've got Lady Leisure playing, and I'm so, so excited to see her. She's been around for quite a while, but she's only recently, I think, getting the recognition that she really, really deserves. She's redefining the grime genre more than anybody else, I think, at the moment. Her lyrics are absolutely hilarious, and I would urge you to listen to her if you haven't already. I've been Jess Campbell for the Student Radio Association on In Radio.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.